It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. I came with an idea today. The idea is that Mr. McFeely is going to bring a skunk to show us. Have you ever seen a skunk? Oh, he's here already, I think. Let's see. Yes, it is. Well, you came. It's very speedy. Oh, come in, Mr. McFeely.
There's the skunk I wanted to show you today.
I was telling my television friend that you would bring him. Would you like to sit down?
Yes, I'll set him on the table here. Do you have a piece of paper or something we could put down first?
I do in the kitchen. I'll get that. Will you wait with Mr. McFeely while I get some paper? All right.
Okay, I'll just... Over here, if you can put the paper right there.
That all right?
Yep.
Could I help you?
I'll just set... Right down here. There you go.
Good. Oh, isn't he fine? Somehow I didn't expect a skunk to be so soft.
This is a skunk from the children's zoo. He was born there.
Well, it's a pet skunk.
A peck skunk.
There are some, you know, out in the woods. Most skunks live out in the woods.
And he's 2.5 years old.
Look at his long tail. He's going like that. What does he like to eat, Mr. McFeely?
Well, he likes
skunk.
Insects, and sometimes fruit, mm-hmm. or fish. And you know, skunks like to dig a lot, too. They dig.
Uh-huh.
When they live in the woods, they do a lot of digging. The hunt for roots and things like that.
Well, this is a full-grown skunk, isn't it?
A full-grown skunk. Also, I have a little surprise for you today.
What is it?
Well, right in here is a film. The library had a film on skunks today, so I picked it up and brought it over to show you.
Well, thank you. Why don't we show it right on Picture Picture?
All right, there you go. Speedy delivery.
What kind of skunks are in here?
Well, it's a mother and some small kits. The small babies are called kits.
Kits. Shall we see this on Picture Picture? Can you see it from there,
yes,
all right?
Yes, I can.
Okay, let's show it to this skunk, too. Film about skunks. Did you see how the mother skunk just pulled the baby like that?
That's because they have a lot of extra skin back there, and you can lift them up that way, too.
I can see that.
See, it doesn't hurt them when you lift them up like that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Mr. McFeely.
Well, you're welcome. I like animals, and I like films, and I know you do too.
I certainly do.
I'm over, but I'll just say speedy delivery to you.
Speedy delivery to you, Mr. McFeely.
Oh, I almost forgot. Today, Maggie Stewart will be over at Elsie Neal's craft shop demonstrating some flower construction, making flowers.
Are you going over that way now?
Well, no, the children's zoo's down the other direction. I'll be going another way.
Okay? Oh, I see. Well, I'll be going over.
Okay, speedy delivery.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Before we go, I just wanted to tell you, you know, skunks have a way of making a very strong smell. They can protect themselves by spraying that bad smell around, and other beasts don't want to come close to them then. Yeah. Why don't we go over to Elsie Neal's shop, where Maggie Stewart and probably Elsie are making some flowers out of things. Come along. We'll see. Maggie, how are you?
Very well.
Good. Mr. McFeely told me that you were working on some things together. Flowers, he said.
Yes, we're making artificial flowers out of foam rubber.
Oh, is this what they look
like? That's what they look like when they're finished. They start out.
They're nice.
Oh, I'm glad you like them.
They're soft.
Mm-hmm. They're made of this.
Feels like foam. Is foam rubber?
Sure, it's craft foam. You can get it in artist stores.
Stretchy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you can cut it in scallops, little pieces like this, like flower petals. You see?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put them together somehow?
Yes. No, you put them this way. Right on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then you roll them together. You can see it turning into a flower.
Oh, yes. What a nice idea.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you'd need fairly sharp scissors, wouldn't you?
Well, I think.
So, well, best the grown-ups do
the cutting.
Yes, the
grown-ups can cut.
But this is the kind of thing that young children could do, rolling
sure,
it all together.
Of course.
I think that's the best part.
You can add this little piece on, extra little piece.
And you can watch your flower forming as you
roll
it together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how do you keep it all together so that it doesn't just fly out?
Well, you hold it together with these twist ties.
Oh.
Yes. See?
Oh, and that becomes the stem.
Sure.
Then.
Fold this up, turn it into a little rosebud. Like that.
Very nice flower. You have some in the vase here.
Yes.
I'd like to make one.
Well, okay. I'm starting one here. You can finish this one.
All right.
Like that, finish the scallops. Little splits in the sides.
Oh, right, you mean in here?
Mm-hmm. On both sides.
Now be careful that you don't cut through.
The whole way through, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes. How about this one,
sure.
This color?
Take another piece, hold it together like that, and then you fold it, roll it over. You can put either side on the outside.
Are they different colors? I can't tell the difference.
Well, we can use another color. I think another color would be brighter.
How
yes,
about
I
that?
Like this one.
How about three?
Three? Oh,
sure. I suppose you could use three. Roll it real tight.
Mm-hmm.
like the contrast in colors, too.
See, it's turning into a flower.
It's pretty to see the dark colors and the light colors together.
Mm-hmm. That's what shows them up well.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
That's fine. Take that, tie
this around
in the middle. Sure.
That's not too hard to learn.
No, that's very nice.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
For my two friends.
Oh,
thank you.
We have big ones, like this.
Oh, yes. You could use them for scrubbing, couldn't you?
Sure could.
Nice.
Well, you have some scraps left over. And Maggie, do you mind if I try something creative?
Sure.
Making a placemat?
Hey, that's a good idea, isn't it?
With certainly skull. Is.
And since you have some white glue, we can fasten this down.
Right on, sure. That would work real well.
And with one flower.
Put it at the edge. That's very pretty.
Sure is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you all have great ideas. My friends have great ideas, too. Bet you could make all sorts of things with materials like this. Yeah. Thank you for showing me.
Would you like to take some flowers with you?
Sure would.
Well, here's some we made earlier.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I come back to my place. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks for dropping
bye-bye.
By.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's see if we can make some more.
All right.
Under the green.
I'm sure you could think of different ways of making artificial flowers. Kind of pretty. Let's have some make-believe. Maybe we'll just make-believe with these things. Let's see. Let's make-believe that this is the day that the King and Queen and Prince Tuesday and Bob Dog are arriving at Westwood. Maggie Stewart could be the mayor of Westwood. That'd be nice. And different people are holding flowers waiting for the guests to come. Okay? A skunk friend could be there too. All right? Let's have that kind of make-believe.
Oh, do you think these will be enough flowers?
Kings and queens get flowers all the time.
Oh, here comes Skunk.
Oh, that's good. He can help us to welcome them.
Well, I brought the spoon.
What for?
In case they forgot theirs.
That's a very, very nice gesture. Kings and things need spoons to eat with.
And everybody needs things to eat. Do you have anything handy?
How about my flower?
Oh, now the flowers are for the king and queen.
Here's a leaf of spinach.
That'll do me fine, thanks. Sure do you like things you can eat. When are those people coming?
We aren't sure what the exact minute will be, but we do want to be ready for them.
It sure is exciting. We haven't seen them in a long time.
Hey, look, here comes Mayor Maggie.
Oh, why, so it is. What a great surprise, Mayor.
Have the guests arrived yet?
Not yet, Mayor Maggie.
Well, I'd like to help you welcome them.
Well, they should be here any minute.
What's that big key you have?
Why, it's the key to the city.
You mean it will open all the doors to everything?
No, it's just a way of welcoming people, like King Friday and Queen Sarah.
And Prince Tuesday and Bob Dog.
That's right.
Will you sing them a welcome song when they come?
Well, if you all think they'd like it.
Of course they would like it. I understand that King Friday is very musical these days. Rabbit, rabbit.
Yes, he plays the bass viol.
Oh, I wish they'd get here.
Me too. Hey, let's wrestle.
Oh, take that.
Oh, here, boys. Yeah.
Oh, I know that it's hard to wait.
Yeah.
But waiting is just something we sometimes have to do.
I wonder what's keeping them.
Yes, I wonder if they've even left the neighborhood of make-believe yet.
I wonder.
Seen it anywhere, have you, Tuesday?
No, I haven't seen it.
Well, I looked inside, and I certainly didn't find it.
Oh, handyman.
Excuse me, I only found the cover, King Friday.
Oh, the cover, yes, well, no bass viol inside?
No, sire.
Well, I guess we could go without it then.
Mm. But Bob Dog was so anxious to hold it while we traveled.
He was taking such good care of it. Why, yesterday he was carrying it as though it were the crown jewels.
My bass viol is every bit as important as the crown jewels.
Oh, of course, sire. Oh, incidentally, Pilot Ito is waiting for you on the airstrip behind the castle.
Well, since we can't find it, I guess we could just go then. Forget my bass viol.
Wait, I found it.
Here he is.
Oh,
here
Bob
he is.
Dog.
Oh, found good, Bob Dog.
Oh, you found it.
Where was it?
I had put it away so nobody could find it, and I couldn't even find it.
Well, let's go on then. The people in Westwood are probably waiting for us.
But first, the cover on the bass
oh,
vial.
Yeah. Oh,
Handyman Negri.
Of course, sire. Of course. Very carefully now, Bob Dog.
All right.
In the cover.
You watch Prince Tuesday. See how they do it so carefully.
I see.
And when it's all in, they will zip it up like a sweater, a zipper sweater.
There.
Excellent.
Thank
excellent.
You, sir. Well, come along now. I'll help you all get into the airplane.
Okay. Going to Westwood now?
Going now, son. And remember, the airplane makes a lot of noise.
Yeah. Airplane?
That's right. A bright boy. Now, come along now.
Yes, come along. Along.
You are,
we're going
dog.
To Westwood.
Carefully.
I'll visit.
Maybe they aren't going to come after all.
We'll soon see.
Oh, what are you going to do with that?
This is my walkie-talkie kind of telephone. I'm going to call the neighborhood of make-believe and see if they've left yet. Hello, neighborhood of make-believe? Miss Polificate?
We're ready.
Hello, this is Mayor Maggie of Westwood. How are you? Good, I'm fine, thank you. Do you know, has the royal family left for Westwood yet?
Rivet.
They have? Well, when do you think they should arrive?
It sure is exciting.
You mean if we look up in the air right now, we should soon be able to see them? Fine, well, thank you, and farewell. Over and out. Miss Polificate says that we should be able to spot them soon.
What's that noise I hear?
Sounds like a plane.
It's a plane!
Oh, they're
coming after us! Oh, boy, here they come! Oh, the queen!
Is it
good to see them?
Oh, it's such a big plane. Now I want you fellas to stay here.
Hi, I bring the king, the queen, the prince, and Bob Dog to your land.
As mayor of Westwood, I welcome you all.
Citizens of Westwood, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Well, we have arrived.
As the mayor of Westwood, I should like to present to you all the key to the city.
Oh, how lovely. Thank you so much.
An appropriate gift, and we thank you.
Oh, how wonderful it is to be back here to my first home.
Yes, lovely.
The last time you were here was before Prince Tuesday was born.
That's right, Dr. Frog. That's when you gave me the frog test.
Exactly, Rivet. And look at your fine son.
Well, here he is.
Prince Tuesday in Westwood?
You certainly are Prince Tuesday, and I see that Bob Dog has brought your daddy's bass viol.
Yeah.
Welcome home to you too, Bob Dog.
Well, it's a doggy good feeling, Mayor.
Why don't you sing your song, Mayor Maggie?
Well, I'd like to if I could have some bass viol music to go with it.
Oh, well, here's the king who can provide that.
All right, Your Highness.
My bass viol.
I'll put that right beside you there.
Thank you kindly.
There you are, and there's the bow.
Very good.
Okay.
I want so much to do this well for my queen. Are you prepared, Mayor Magoo?
I'm ready.
Very well.
We welcome you today. We hope you like our neighborhood and hope that you will stay. We welcome you today. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome you today and hope that you will stay. We welcome you today.
Yes, an excellent welcome. Yes.
Tuesday wants to play.
Oh, it sounds as if the children are ready to play.
To play and then to eat. Oh, but first we must give the flowers.
And the spoon.
Of course, we have some flowers and a spoon for your welcome gifts.
Oh, how thoughtful. Imagine being back in Westwood.
Yes, lovely.
Well, why don't you just come on to our house and we'll have some refreshments.
Oh, boy. Ooh.
Wonderful. Would you be needing the plane for the rest of the day, Your Majesties?
We are well taken care of. Thank you, Ms. Zito.
All right.
We will call you when we need you.
Please.
Certainly.
What is that?
Oh, what is that?
It's my walkie-talkie telephone. Excuse me, Your Majesty.
Oh, is there a walkie-talkie?
Look at that.
Hello? Mayor Maggie of Westwood here. Yes? Yes, they have, and all is well. Good. Goodbye.
Who was that calling?
Oh, it was your people in the neighborhood of make-believe, just checking to see that you had arrived safely.
Oh, they're thinking about us.
But naturally, and we can be thinking about them, too. Now let's go on with the frogs.
Thank you for your most welcoming welcome, everyone. We shall remain in Westwood for a few days. I trust we will have other times here together, all of you.
Let's take the beautiful flowers in with us, all right?
Yes, certainly. Hello.
So they're in Westwood, and the mayor is Mayor Maggie. Could you tell that Queen Sarah was really glad to be in Westwood again? The people there were certainly happy to have her back, and she was proud that she could show Little Tuesday to her old friends. Has your mother or dad ever taken you to visit somebody you didn't know? Could you see how proud they were of you? I mean, they weren't proud necessarily of the way you were dressed or the way you had your hair fixed, but they were proud of you, yourself, just the way you were right then. Well, it's you I like. It's not the things you wear, it's not the way you do your hair, but it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like. You know, maybe you could just watch the fish or look at somebody in your own home and listen to that music and sing that song yourself. Would you try? All kinds of flowers in the world, all kinds of people in the world. And you can have good feelings about all sorts of things in the world. I have a good feeling about knowing that we'll be together again tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up, ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Good to be with you. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make this television visit are the people of the Sears Roebuck Foundation, Johnson & Johnson, public television stations, the Ford Foundation, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.